Fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the Mainstay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
KFUV News Time is now 8:26, Newsmaker 2 time on a Tuesday. We're pleased to have with us Rebecca Curry with Emporia State Special Collections and Archives, big exhibit that opens up tomorrow.
Rebecca, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, we're doing all right. So we've got a new exhibit called A Journey Towards Freedom, Black Americans and the Great Migration, which debuts the way it sounds tomorrow afternoon.
Yes, so we will be having an opening reception for that tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m.
Let's talk about the exhibit, A Journey Toward Freedom, Black Americans and the Great Migration. What can we expect to see here?
Yeah, so this is an exhibit that was actually made possible by the Black Emporia Fund, which was established from the estate of Dr. Carol Marshall. And the Great Migration is a historical term used for the movement of Black Americans out of southern states after the Civil War and Reconstruction. So that really kicked off around the late 1870s, and two of the other major waves took place in the 1910s, before and during World War I, and then another major wave around World War II.
I think a lot of people would look at the Great Migration period, I think maybe in the 1800s, but I would assume that not a lot of people realize that there was a kind of a additional activity here in the 20th century.
Yeah, so a lot of that migration in the 1910s, the 1940s was motivated by the opening of job opportunities in defense industries, but there were also other motivations. There was a lot of migration by artists, for example, in the Harlem Renaissance period, and also, of course, to other cities like Kansas City. There was a lot of, people don't think of it as much maybe, but rural migration. A lot of Black Americans set up their own settlement towns in the Midwest and West, and some of those, of course, are in Kansas, like, say, Nicodemus and Dunlap.
I think a lot of people recognize about Nicodemus being a settlement point, but there probably are not a lot of people that realize that Dunlap, very close to us here, was a settlement point as well.
Yeah, it's great to be able to kind of dig into some of that history that may not be as familiar to people. And, of course, a number of people settled here in Emporia as well. I think probably one of the most famous is, of course, E.J. Alexander, the namesake of Camp Alexander, who came here from North Carolina in 1873.
Understood. What type of information documents are going to be part of the exhibit here for Emporia State University that people can take a look at here starting tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, so as we kind of walk through the exhibit, we open it with a Great Migration map, which kind of gives you some geographical context for where those places that people were moving to are across the country. We take a quick look at kind of setting the historical stage with, you know, Reconstruction and the end of that period. And then we look at some of those different kind of streams of migration that I mentioned, so rural migration, urban migration, migration related to labor, job opportunities, and opportunities to form artistic communities. And we also kind of have a little spotlight focused, especially on Emporia. You know, people were leaving their homes, often leaving family behind in the South, but they found a lot of ways to build community in their new homes, and one of those was through amateur sports. So we have a little look at amateur Black baseball and softball in Emporia back in the early 20th century.
A lot of information, a lot of interesting information that's going to be part of the exhibit. How long will the exhibit be available for folks to take a look at?
Yeah, so that will be available pretty much through the end of the fall semester. So you have a fair amount of time to come see it, but we love it if you came out tomorrow to join us for the reception.
Yeah, and that's 2 until 6 in the Special Collections and Archives Exhibit Hall outside room 119 of Emporia State's William Allen White Library. Well, Rebecca, did we miss anything here?
The reception's actually 2 until 4, just a quick correction there.
That's okay. Anything else that's right now that you're featuring here at Special Collections and Archives here this semester?
Yeah, so we have, we've been working on our event series for this semester, so I'll just mention a couple of things we have coming up. On September 22nd at 7 p.m., we're going to have an open mic night, and then on October 25th, also at 7 p.m., we'll have a reading by the Emporia Writers Group. But we also have some other things that we're planning, so people can always see what's going on in Special Collections and Archives by following us on social media. We're on Facebook and on the website formerly known as Twitter, at ESULYL.
Okay, so big exhibit 2 until 4 coming up tomorrow on the campus of Emporia State at the Archives Exhibit Hall outside room 119. Of the William Allen White Library. Rebecca, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you for speaking with me.
Have a good day. Tomorrow, that's Rebecca Curry with Emporia State Special Collections and Archives, previewing that special exhibit tomorrow, 2 until 4. Chuck?
All right, and I want to let you know here that, you know, we mentioned about the schedule here.